Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Yud Beis, and we're holding at the first wide line where it says, Ubeisil Umrim Bepruta. It's roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. First wide line, Ubeisil Umrim Bepruta. Yesterday, we had an extended discussion about Beis Shammai. How did Beis Shammai got to a dinner? We had four separate pshatim, Reb Zeira, Reb Yosef, Reish Lakish, and Rava. And now we're going to discuss Beis Hillel. Oh, Brother Shai, I see you're on. So before we begin, Brother Shai, I just wanted to point out to you, yesterday we spoke about a tarkiva didinri, tarkiva. What you were thinking of was a tarvid rekiv. Tarvid, that's a large ladle. Tav reish vav vav dalid, tarvid rekiv. That's tarkiva, and it's tarvid. And we're on the first wide line of Yud Beis Omid Aleph. Zokimar, Beisil Amram Bepruta, Sab Rav Yosef Lemeimar. Pruta Koldahu. Rav Yosef assumed that a Pruta is really whatever goes at the time, whatever is in circulation as the smallest Madbeya. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines from the top of the Omid, Koldahu. Kolun Masha Hadoides Mishanim Esa Madbeya. Pa'olim Shepoichsin, Pa'olim Shemoisifim Mishkolam. As we know, certainly in the good old days, they used to go and the currency would fluctuate in terms of how many mitbeis you can go and get to a dollar, to an iser, to a sela. Until a few years ago, until the 1970s, you were able to go and get, I think, 240 pence for the English pound. And then they changed that from 240 pence to 100 pence. If I'm wrong, please correct me, but that's my recollection. So these things have a tendency of changing, and therefore Rav Yosef basically is saying whatever is called the pruta at that time, the lowest denomination, like today a penny, today of course there are 100 pennies to the dollar. What happens if they change it to make it 50 pennies to the dollar, or they make it 25 pennies to the dollar? Says Rav Yosef, makes a difference. Whatever is the pruta at that time, according to Beis Hillel, that is kosher for purposes of marrying a woman. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said, "Valok tani." Look back in our Mishnah, right after it says, "Beisil amen bepruta b'shava pruta." The Mishnah says, "Kamhi pruta echad mishmoine be'isri talki." So it sounds like that this is a fixed amount, 1/8 of an iser. Don't tell me that it can fluctuate and go up and go down. It could be 10 prutas to an iser, or 15, or 3. No, no, it's 8 prutas to an iser. That's the size. That's the weight. Maybe you're going to tell me, Han Mili B'Dorish on Moshe. The Mishnah is only telling us what was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, Abel Hocha. But today, now, Kedachashva Lahuli Inchi, it's whatever the people call in the marketplace the penny or the pruta, and therefore, like you, however, we see that that's not the case. Vaki Osir Avdimi Amar, when Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, he said, She'er Reb Simoy B'Doyroi. Reb Simoy in his generation was Meshire. He measured Kamhi Pruta Echad Mishmoyne B'Isri Talki, just like our Mishnah. But he also Ravin came in later to from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. He said, Omar, Reb Distoy, Reb Yanai, Reb Oishia Shiaru Kamhavi Pruta. They figured out how much the Pruta was in their generation. They said, Echad Mishisha B'Isri Talki. So we see that these are fixed amounts. It's not that it jumps up and down as currency fluctuates, and so therefore, l'chayr of Yosef, you're not right. Omelet of Yosef, Yosef says, I'll prove to you that I'm right. Ihochi, hainin de tanina. Let's go and see what it says in the Braisa. Shtein the Braisa zay. Tzei v'chashoiv kama prutois b'shnei saloim. You know how many prutois you can go and get for two saloim? Two saloim means like two shkolim. Yoisem me alpayim, more than 2,000. Zokter chav Yosef, hashta alpayim lehavion. If you do your normal arithmetic of Echad Mishmoyne Be'isri Talki, like it says in our Mishnah, and like Rav Dimi reported in the name of Reb Simoy, you're not going to get to even 2,000. Hasht Alpayim Lehavian, Yes Me Alpayim Karvahu. You're saying that they're more than 2,000? It doesn't even add up to 2,000. Now, what exactly is the Cheshbon? The Gemara is going to go into the Cheshbon in another two or three lines. So please hold your questions, and Yetz Hashem, we'll address it at that time. But the point that Rav Yosef is trying to make is as soon as we make the cheshbon of how many prutos we have in Shnei Salaim, you're going to find that they're going to be altogether 1,536 prutos to get in two Salaim. And you're telling me that there are more than 2,000. Is the Chassidim says Rav Yosef that from time to time the currencies fluctuate. When I say the currencies fluctuate, I don't mean like today that you look it up in the Wall Street Journal and you figure out that today the dollar is worth kach v'kach to the shekel, or the shekel is worth kach v'kach to the dollar. We're talking about how many coins can you get for a dinner, for a selah, for a mona. How many prutos? So our Mishnah says you can go and get 8 prutos for 1 iser. And says Rav Yosef, if you make a cheshbon of how many prutos you have now in 2 saloyim, it doesn't get to over 2,000. In fact, it doesn't even reach 2,000. It reaches 1,536. We'll see that in one more moment.
But even before...
Please do me a favor. Let's just wait. I want to finish the cheshbonis, and then you'll jump. Amalahu Hahusaba. So the Hahusaba said, and then of course, Barry will remind us of the Toises in the beginning of Chulin. What does Toises say?
Hahusaba, except for Shabbos, Lam Gimel is
Eliyahu Navi. So Amalahu Hahusaba. So Eliyahu Navi comes on the scene, and he says, Ana Tanina La, I have the answer to your question of Yosef. It doesn't say, Yoisem Me'alpayim. It says, Korav Le'alpayim. It gets close to 2,000. Seif Seif Zutimara. Close to 2,000. Seif Seif, it's only Alpha V'chomish Mea. Utlosin V'shitu Hudahavyan. They're only 1,536. So how do you say close to 2,000? Kimen Denaf Glumi Palga. Korav Le'alpayim Korale. Since we went over the 1,500 mark, therefore we go and... What's the expression? We round it up from 1,500 to 2,000 because it's over 1,500. Now, how do you get to a cheshbon of 1,536? So, really, the cheshbon is quite simple, and Rashi goes through it. If you go Rashi about 5-10 lines lower than where we are in the Gemara, you'll see Rashi has Alpha V'chomish Mei Utlosim V'shita Havyim, that's 1,536. Shehasela is Dalet Dinran. A Sela has in it for dinner. V'hadinner chof dalet isrim kilekaman. And we'll see in the Gemara shortly that every dinner has 24 isrim. Okay. Now, put aside the seller's dalet dinrim. We're going to come back to that. Only have in mind now that a dinner has 24 isrim. We're going to see in the Gemara that the cheshbon is because every dinner has in it 6 mo'ah. 6 mo'ah to a dinner. Every mo'ah has 4 isrim. The Gemara breaks it down slightly and says that every mo'ah has in it 2 punjoinim, and every punjoin has in it 2 isrim. Anyways, if you multiply 2 times 2, every mo'ah has in it 4 isrim. Every dinner has in it 6, every dinner has in it 6 mo'ah, every mo'ah has in it 4 isrim. So if we do that computation, let's go and do that. We take 6, we multiply it by 4, we get 24. And that's what Rashi says, Vadinner chav dalet isrim. How is it 24? Because the dinner has 6 ma'ah, and each ma'ah has 4 isrim. 6 times 4 is 24. Now, in turn, every isr has the isr shmoina prutais. An isr has in it 8 prutais. So now let's do quick arithmetic. 24 times 8. If you have in front of you a calculator, it goes very quickly. But even if you don't, how much is 8 times 25?
It's 92.
Oh, so it's 192 altogether. Because 8 times 25 is 200. So 8 times 24 is 8 less than 200. It's 192. And that's what Rashi tells you. The Issa Shmoina Prutos, La'olam Nimtzu, Kuf Tzadik Beis Prutos B'dinner. You have now 192 Prutos in one dinner. Okay. Now we started off, the Rashi said that there are 4 dinrim in one selah. Since this braisa says that in 2 seloim we have many, many prutos, so if one selah has 4 dinrim, 2 seloim have 8 dinrim. And that's why Rashi continues on, v'ashamoina dinner, shebishtei seloim. If you have 8 dinner, not if there are 8 dinner in 2 seloim, 4 dinner per selah, so I have 8 altogether. So I'm now going to go and multiply 192 times 8. Why am I multiplying 192 times 8? Because we already determined that there are 192 prutas in a dinner. But we don't want to know how many prutas there are in a dinner. We want to know how many prutas there are in two saloyim. Two saloyim have 8 dinner. So we're going to multiply 192 times 8. Okay, if you have your calculator, it's easy. But let's assume you don't.
1536.
Now, how do you get to 1536 without a calculator, without being as brilliant as Shelley and the others on the phone? The answer is simple, because 192 just hit it up to 200, right? It's a difference only of 8. 200. 200 times 8 is 1600. Okay? So now we have to subtract 8 times 8, because we did 8 times 200, it's really only 8 times 192. So 8 times 8, how much does that get you? 64. So if you take 1600 and you subtract 64, says Rashi at the end, Hari Elef V'Tof Kuf Lamidvav, 1536. Ah! Freita V'Yimara, says Rav Yosef, in the Brice it says that there are more than 2,000. If you have a cheshbon of 8 in an Isser, it's not more than 2,000, it's all of 1536. Said the Gemara, says Rav Dimi, I wasn't Rav Dimi, say, somebody answered that, I don't know, how Saba, Eliyahu Navi, according to Barry, according to Tosis, he said, how Saba, it doesn't say in the price of more than 2,000, it doesn't say 2,000, it says close to 2,000. Frank Gemara, but 1536 is not close. Once you hit over 1,500, we round it up to the 2,000 line. That's where the Gemara is holding at the moment. I saw it before that there were questions. Rabbi had a question. Maybe Barry had a question. If all the questions have been answered, that's great. And then we can continue on.
My only question is, it says yes to more than 2,000. If you're only rounding up, how can you get yes or no by it?
The Gemara, your Hahusaba just said, we're no longer saying yes, sir, and not Tanina law, Koriv Lalpayim, that the real number is close to 2,000. Frank Gemara is still not close to 2,000. We're still 464 away. So, well, you're right, but once we hit over 1,500, we're rounding it up. If it would be 1,400, we wouldn't say it's close to 2,000. More than 1,500, we're close to 2,000. Good. So, Gemara back to Gufa. Ki also Rav Dimi Omar, we're now repeating what we just said a moment ago. The Rav Dimi said that Shir Reb Simoi Bedoyrei Kamehi Pruta Echa Mishmoinu Isri Talki. Just like we had in our Mishnah, 1/8 of an Isser. Ki also Ravin Omar, Shir Reb Stoy Reb Yanev Reb Oishia Kamehi Pruta in his door Echa Mishisha Isri Talki. In other words, that the size of the Prutois has gotten larger. And therefore, instead of getting only 8, not instead of only, instead of getting 8 Isserim, 8 Prutois for the Isser, because of the fact that the Prutois have gotten larger in value and perhaps in size, you can only get now 6 Prutois to the Isser. So there's a machlokes, I wouldn't say there's a machlokes, but obviously, one is measuring with 1 out of 8, and one is measuring 1 out of 6, and therefore, omali abayil Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi, who said it's 1 out of 8, he, Abaye, said to Rav Dimi, Neima at v'rovin v'plukta d'hani tanoi k'mifligi, miflegisu. It would appear that you, Rav Dimi, that said 1/8, and Rovin that said 1/6, have the identical machloikis of the following braisa. And now the braisa is going to go through some of the numbers that we went through before. D'saniya pruta shamru chachamim, echad mishmoinu v'isri talki, like we said before, 1/8. What's your cheshbon? Sheish ma'a kesef dinner. Like we said before, a dinner has in it 6 ma'a. A ma'a in turn has ma'a shnei punyoinim, and a punyon is shnei isrim. So if we multiply 2 by 2, we have now that the ma'a has in it 4 isrim, like we said before. That's, the ma'a has 4 isrim. How many ma'a are there in a dinner? There are 6. So if we go and multiply, we have now 24 isrim in a dinner, which means that we have 4 isrim in a ma'a, because a dinner has in it 6 ma'a. Good. Now that we've gotten to isr, we have to go down from isr down to pruta. Isr, we know that isr has in it 8 prutois. That's pshat of echad mishmoinu b'isri talki. The question is, how do you get to the shmoinu? The Gemara tells us that isr has shnei musmisim, a small little matbeah called a mismis, A mismis has even a small amat bay called shnei kuntrunknil, and the kuntrunk has shnei prutois. Aha! So therefore, every iser has two mismis. Every mismis has two kuntrunk, is 2 times 2 is 4. Every kuntrunk has 2 prutois. 4 times 2 is 8. Nimtze pruta achas mishmoinim isri talki. Beautiful. That's the cheshvin of achas mishmoin.
It's 2 to the 3rd power.
Sorry, once again? 2 to the 3rd power? Because you're doing 2 times 2 times 2. Very good. Shkoyach,
exactly. Shelly.
Shelly, you're great. You're great. Rab Shimon Gamliel Omer. Shloisha hadrasin lima'a. Now, these are different madbeis with which we are typically familiar. So apparently, in the times of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they had a different regime of madbeis. Shloisha hadrasim lima'a. 3 hadrasim in 1 ma'a. Shnei hanatsim li hadras. And there are 2 hanatsim in a hadras. We're doing now 3 times 2, right? 3 hadrasim to a ma'a. 2 hanatsim to a hadras. It's 3 times 2 is 6. Shnei shmanim lahanetz. And there are now 2 shmanim to a netz. It's 2 times 6 is 12. Shtei prutois lishamin. And there are 2 prutas in a shamin. 2 times 12 is 24. Nimtza pruta achas mishisha be'isser hu italki. We find out that a prut is now 1/6. Now this is, if you will, slightly more complicated, only by the fact that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel doesn't even mention the word iser. He only mentions the ma'a, the hadras, the hanitz, and the shamnin. And then he goes to the pruta. So how are you supposed to figure out what the relationship is to the iser? So Rashi says, well, it's very, very simple. Because we know how many isrim are there to a ma'a. We already said that in the previous, in the Tanakhama, that every ma'a has in it 4 isrim. How do you get to 4? Because a ma'a has 2 punjainim, a punjain has 2 isrim, 2 times 2 is 4, so your ma'a has 4 isrim. Just remember that, ma'a is 4 isrim. Good. How many prutois did we have now in the ma'a, according to Shimon Gamliel? He made a cheshbon of 24. How do we get to 24? We start with a 3 hadrasim, that's 3. We multiply 2 anetzim is 6. We multiply the 2 shamnin is 12. We multiply the 2 prutais is 24. So our ma'a has 24 prutais. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says ma'a has 24 prutais. We also know that a ma'a has 4 isrim. So if we divide now 4 into 24, we figure out that every isrim must have in it 6 prutais. And that's why 4 times 6 gets you to 24. So the same ma'a that has in it 4 isrim, that same ma'a has 24 prutais, is the chasimah that every single isr has in it 6 prutais, and that's how we get ach mishisha b'isr ho'i talki. Okay, so we see in this braisa the Tanakhama holds that there are 8 prutais in an isr, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that there are 6 prutais to an isr. Leima demar omeke Tanakhama, you Rav Dimi, that hold 1 out of 8. You hold like the Tanakhama. And Rav in the Omar, 1 out of 6. Rav Shimon Gamliel also says 1 out of 6. It's beautiful. These 2 Amirim say word for word like the 2 Tanoim. Amale, so Rav Dimi said, not necessarily. Bein Didi, both me, Rav Dimi. V'chein Ravin, Alibit Tanakhama. We could both hold like the Tanakhama. V'loi Kasha. Hod the Atyakar Isuri ha Tizoil Isuri. What does he mean to say? It's not that the prutois changed. The prutois remain exactly the same, like the Tanakhama says. Achash Mishmoinu Isuri Italki. The prutois have not changed. The question is, the Isur has changed. In some generations, the Isur is larger. In some generations, the Isur is smaller. However, in terms of the pruta is the same. So now the Gemara explains. Hodiyaki Isuri. Hodiyaki Isuri, Hodizor Isuri. Hodiyaki Isuri, if the Isur is expensive, in other words, it's a large matbea that fetches more, cum esrim, the arba bezuza, then you can go and get only 24 isrim for a zuz. That's for a dinner. Now that is exactly like we explained it before, that a dinner has in it 6 ma'a, every ma'a has in it 4 isr, so 6 times 4 is 24. How did you get to 4 ma'a? How did you get to 4 isrim in the ma'a? Because the ma'a has 2 punjainim, and every punjain has 2 isrim, it's 2 times 2 is 4. So we said already before, the ma'a has in it 4 isrim, and the dinner has in it 6 ma'a. 6 times 4 is 24. Beautiful. 24 isrim in the zuzah. Zuzah is the same thing as dinner. Hadazal, however, there were other generations where in fact the isrim were worth less, and you were able to fetch tlosim utrain bezuzah, 32 isrim for one dinner. In other words, there was some sort of inflation or deflation or whatever, and to be able to go and get, if you had in your pocket one dinner, in previous years you were able to go and get 24 isrim. Now you're able to go and get 32 isrim. Okay, so what difference does all of that make? So Rashi explains very simple. Since we're assuming that the number of prutois has not changed, therefore, going back to that original cheshbon that we had, that there were 192 prutois altogether. 192. Remember that Rashi that we had of the Alpha V'chamish Mea Tlosim B'shita Havyan, that 1536. And Rashi said that if Isser has Shmoyne Prutois, L'Oilam Nimtzu Kuf Tzadik Beis Prutois B'dinner. You always have 192 prutois in a dinner. Ah, you always have 192 prutois. That doesn't change, Rav Dibi says. We are both holding like the Tanakhama. There are 192. Now what happens is, sometimes the Isser is 24. Sometimes there are 32 Isserim in the dinner. So now let's go and cheshven out. If you divide 192 by 24, how many do you get? You get 8. And that's what we said before. That's why a pruta is aches mishmoine or mishminis be isri talki, aches mishmoine misri talki, because 8 times 24 gets you to 192. But what happens in those years where you can go and fetch more isrim to the dinner? You can get 32. If we divide 192 by 32, how much do we get?
6.
We get 6. Atazai. Says Rav Dimi, that's why we are having our dispute. I, Rav Dimi, and Ravina, and Ravi. It's not because we hold one mandiyam, or I hold like a Tanakama, and Ravin holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. No. The prutas have remained the same. And not like, or maybe it's not like Rav Yosef, more or less, prutas remain the same all along. The only difference between the two of us is how many isrim are there to the dinner. Sometimes they're 24, and then you multiply 24 times 8. Sometimes isrim, there are 32 to the dinner, and then you multiply 32 by 6. Ah, so when there are 24 isrim to the dinner, that's when I say that the prutas echad mishmoina b'isri talki, and Ravin, when he says that there's 1 out of 6, it's talking about that the you can get more isrim now for one dinner. Instead of getting only 24, you can get 32. So now that you can get 32, each isr has in it 6 prutois. Not because the prutois changed. The prutois remain the same. But isr has changed. So 6 times 32 gets you to 192. So the prutois have always remained exactly the same. 192 to the dinner. Only a question is that the number of isrim has fluctuated. That's why he says, Adiyaki Yisuri. Therefore, there are 24, Hadazoli Suri, and there are 32. With this, Rabbeisai, we've gone through the Cheshbainas. Hopefully, it wasn't too taxing. Hopefully, it was pretty clear. By the way, for those of you that want to have a permanent record, there is a mnemonic of the Doivev Ches. Doivev Ches means that you start with a Sela. Sela is what we call in the Torah Shekel, and in Talmudic Lashon, it's called a Sela. So Asela has in it doivev. Dalin means 4. 4 dinrin. A dinner in turn has vav, has 6 ma'a. Every ma'a has beis, 2 punjoinim. Every punjoin has in it 2 isrim. So we have the doivev. And then finally doivev ches, because we have 8 prutois to the isr. 4 dinrin, 6 ma'a, 2 punjoinim, 2 isrim, 8 prutas. Doi veiv ches. Good. On to Omishmu. From here, yes, Brother Shai.
But we should remember, prutas are inflation resistant.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So Prutus remain the same, it's just the Isser goes up and down. Beautiful. Shkoich. Amishvul. Kitchen mit tomorrow. Afila imit koir tomorrow and bediner mikudeshes. Shmuel is going to tell us something which is hair-raising, fascinating. What happens if a person, a man, is mekadesh isha b'tmara, with one date? And Shelley's thinking, not the type of dates that you go out to the restaurant. We're talking about that he hands over a date at the chasen. Instead of putting a ring, he gives her a date.
Tomorrow is confusing.
It's very confusing, yeah. Says the Gemara, if he's kitchen with one date, and for the oimid kar tomorrow b'dinner, for one dinner, you can get a kar. Kar means 30 sa'ah of tamar. In one dinner, we had how many prutas altogether? Oh, that's already tough stuff. We said in one dinner, you have 192 prutas. 192 prutas. Remember, because we had six ma'ah, we multiplied that by the four isram in a ma'ah is 24. Multiply that by 8. 8 times 24 is 192.
Yeah.
In one kar of tomorrow, you probably have, I don't know, 500 tomorrow, maybe 1,000 tomorrow. A huge, huge number. Therefore, obviously, every tomorrow must be worth less than a pruta. He's giving her tomorrow for the oimid kar tomorrow medina. Agamza kar tomorrow, maybe 1,000 tomorrow, maybe more. I don't know exactly how much kar is, but it's huge. 1,000 tomorrow for a dinner. If 1,000 tomorrow for dinner, that means, and if there are 192 prutas, that means you can go and get, let's say it's hit it up for 200 prutas in a dinner, so you can go and get at least 5 tomorrow for a pruta, right? 5 tomorrow, 5 times 200 would get you 1,000. So 5 tomorrow for a pruta. Says Shmuel, Mikudeshes, Mazel Tov, they're married. Why? This is much less than a pruta. Even Beis Hillel holds it's only a pruta. So Tumar Chayshin Hashem Hashem a pruta b'madai. Even though locally it's not worth a pruta, but maybe if you took it to Madai, or in modern terms you took it to Alaska, or you took it to Africa, maybe over there tomorrow would be so expensive, be worth more than a Shava Pruta, and therefore I have to worry about the Shava Pruta value in Madai and Mikudeshes. The Lashon of the Gemara Mikudeshes sounds like it's Mikudeshes Bivadai. And the Gemara asks, how is that possible? Why not tonight? We learned in the Mishnah, we said, I'm a Pruta, Mishava Pruta. And sounds like where you are located has got to be a Pruta. Not starting to hypothesize and theorize that maybe in Alaska, where they have a shortage of tamarim, that there it cost a pruta. Here, you want to sell in the marketplace, in this town, wherever Shmuel was in Ne'edah, right? So in Ne'edah, you're going to go and tell me, oh, you have to be choshen l'kedushin. Why? Because in Alaska, it's worth a pruta. Mazel tov. But here, it's not worth a pruta. And Beis Hillel says, you go after pruta, shav a pruta. Evdim aloy kasha. Ha'bekdushin v'adim, v'kedushin sofik. Avada, if you want to know for sure, make sure to give enough dates that it's worth a Shava Pruta. Avada, maybe you have to give 50 dates, whatever it is to be a Shava Pruta. However, if you give just one, it's a Kedushay Safik. Why is it a Safik? Because Shama, Chayshinan, maybe in Monday it's worth a Shava Pruta, and says, Shmuel, I have to be Chayshin. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Rabbi says 100%. But that's what Shmuel holds. And we'll see in a moment, does everybody agree or is there disagreement? And Rabbi has a question all the way from San Paulo.
Talmudic terms, you don't go after a minority of a plane. You go after the majority. Majority, our Talmud is not worth a pruta all over the world. Just because in Mada it is, we never take this in Talmudic terms in consideration, even as a suffix.
That's why what I told you, Shmuel's halach is a chiddush gadol admoit. But let me ask you a question. If you were in Madai, and someone were giving a date in Madai to his kala, and in Madai, in fact, it was a Shava Pruta, would you say it's Mekudeshes? Yes. Yes. You wouldn't go and say, let's go after Bosa, rove the world, it's worth less. You would go and say, the Maisa here is worth a Shava Pruta, right? So therefore says, Shmuel, when we have the halacha that a minimum of a Pruta is Mekadesh, who says Pruta means here in the middle of 91st Street, in the middle of Manhattan? Maybe it means the price in Brooklyn. For that matter, even today, if you go to different stores in Manhattan, in one store you can go and buy a pound of apples, ichweiss, for $1.99, and in other places, they're going to call it organic, and they're going to wrap each one separately in a separate cellophane and a separate ribbon on top, and they're going to go and charge you $1 per apple. So, depending on where you buy it, and it could be a Sheva Pruta, buying a Sheva Pruta. So, basically what Shmuel says is, here in stock, less than a Sheva Pruta. But since in other places it's more than a Sheva Pruta, I have to be choishish for the din of Kedusha Mitzat Safik. See, Mor tells us a real life story. Ahu Gavra, the Atish, Bezavda the Orni. He was Makadish's wife, Rashi says, Aguda Shel Mukin. Mukin means the type of material that you use for stuffing, like when you want to stuff a pillow, or you stuff a down blanket, and things like that. So Zavda is a bundle of mukin of such stuffing. Yosef Rav Simi Bar Chiya Kamid Rav, the Koma'ayin Ba'i is Peshavah Putin in Eloi Loi. So he was perhaps in the Zavda Kedushin, or perhaps he was the Dayan to whom the Shaila arrived eventually, and was this a good Kedushin or not? Is this mukin, is this bundle worth a Shavah Pruta? Frank Timar, if he less Bashava Pruta, loy. So you're telling me that if it, he'll decide that in fact this whole bundle is worth less than a Shavah Pruta, and therefore it's not a good Kiddushin. Vom Shmuel Chai Shiran. Didn't Shmuel say that even less than a Shavah Pruta, maybe here locally it's not worth a Shavah Pruta, but in Modai, maybe it is worth a Shavah Pruta. So why are you saying only if it's a Shavah Pruta? That's not a Kasha, like we just said a moment ago. Ha'pigdushi Vadei B'dushi Safik. If it's more than a Sheva Pruta, he'll say, Vadai Mikudeshes, nothing to talk about. If it's less than a Sheva Pruta, he'll say, it's a Kiddushin Mitzad Sofik. And therefore, do not marry anybody else unless you get a get from the first husband, because it's Kiddushin Mitzad Sofik, just like Shmuel. Okay, now we have a similar situation, but we're going to have a different answer, a different outcome. Ahu Gabba di Aktish bi Avna de Kochla. A person was Mekadosh's wife with a, what we would call today, a semi-precious stone. Remember we had in the Toisis a couple of days ago, our minhag is not to go and give stones anymore, because we don't go and get a GIA certificate every time a chosen marries a kalu, because you never know what the value of the diamonds could be, and that's why we just have a plain ring. Now here we're talking about a person who was Mekadosh, but Avna de Kochla, Rashi says that this was black marble, however it had to a blue U to it. That's such a bluish U, H-U-E, I believe it's spelled. So it was such a blue... I'm sorry?
Did we do the case of the...
The Zavda D'Ordi we went through, that's the case of the bundle of stuffing. Bundle of... Good. Now we're into the Avna de Kochla, which is such a bluish U, black marble. Oh, so now we have the same question. Yosef Rav Chizkiya Kamei Shaila is Peshava Pruta in Eloi Loi. Frey Timar v'Yiles Peshava Pruta Loi. Well, Mishmul Chai Shinan. Shmuel holds that we're Choishish, even if it's less than Shava Pruta, because of Madai. So now, you and I would have expected the Gemara to go and say, yeah, Rav Chizkiya agrees, and Rav Chizkiya is going to say, if it's more than a Shava Pruta, in, and if it's less than a Shava Pruta, then it'll be a Kiddush Safik. It's not what Rav Chizkiya says. Rav Chizkiya says, I respectfully disagree with Shmuel. I do not hold. And this is like Rabbi was saying a minute ago. What do I care what's going on in Madai? Here locally, if it's worth a Sheva Pruta, it's a Sheva Pruta. If it's not a Sheva Pruta, it's not a Sheva Pruta. And therefore, you don't have to worry about anything. Now, of course, the obvious question is, why doesn't the Gemara answer just the same way the Gemara answered a moment ago? He agrees to Shmuel, and what he meant to say is, if it's less than a Sheva Pruta, it'll be a Safik Mekudeshes. So it's not my kasha. That's the top choices all the way on the top. So it starts just Hachalei Matzel Mishnuyei Habe Kedushay Safik Kili El Mishum Demayri Shekidsha Achiv Acherkach Bepruta. Ay ay ay. There was one young lady. Two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was Mekadesher with this funny black-blue marble. After that, we have a Shaila. Was it a kosher Kiddushin or not? In the meantime, Shimon says, I'm not taking any chances, and he's Mekadesh the same girl, and this time he gives her a full-fledged pruta without any doubts or any types of Shailas. Aha! So now Rav Chizkiya is being asked, what do you want to do? If Rav Chizkiya would hold like Shmuel, or if Shmuel would be on the there at the time, he would have presumably said that even if you find out that the Avna de Kochla is worth less than a Sheva Pruta, but nevertheless, it's a Safik Mikudashes, because maybe in Modai, it's worth more than a Sheva Pruta. And therefore, how could she go and continue living with the second husband only if she gets a get from the first husband? There's a big problem over here. If she gets a get from the first husband, she cannot stay with the second husband. Why can't you stay with the second husband? Look at the very end of Tarsus. Emkein tia asura mishim dehavi grushas achiv. You can't have one woman married to two brothers, one after the other. Once she married Reuven, now she cannot go and marry Reuven's brother, that's her brother-in-law. And even if Reuven divorces her, she cannot marry Shimon, because she was at one time married to Reuven. Therefore, of course, unless there was a case of Yibam, that's a separate story. But unless you have a case of Yibam, once you're married to one man, and even if that man passes away or gives you a get, if there are children, in the case of the passing away, you're not allowed to marry the brother. Chulila, it's an erva. So therefore, says Rav Chisda, here I got a big problem. I can't just simply say, yeah, I'm going to be machmer like Shmuel, and maybe it's worth more than a Sheva Pruta and Modai, and therefore the first marriage is a Safik Kiddushin, and let him give a get. Then she won't be able to continue living with the second husband either, because it's Grushas Achiv. And therefore, Rav Chisda said, I have to take a stand, and my stand is not like Shmuel. If it's less than a Sheva Pruta, it's less than a Sheva Pruta. All arguments are finished, done with. And therefore, she does not need a get from the first brother. She, in fact, was never married to the first brother. And she can live happily ever after with brother number two. Oh, brother. Anyway, that's what the Top Tosis tells us. That's why the Gemara concludes with Chizal Loisavalei Deshmuel. Now, the Gemara adds another interesting footnote. Omra Lei Ime. The mother came by and said, forget about what happened in Modai. The kochla over here keeps on going up and down in price. Even today, I don't have to tell you, you go to 47th Street, diamonds go up and diamonds go down. For those of you that are interested in buying a diamond, I understand now that they are, in fact, have gone down in price. So, that being the case, today, Rav Chisda, you're measuring this Avna de Kochla, today, Mazel Tov, it's less than a Sheva Pruta. But a month ago, or a year ago, whenever this Kiddushin took place, at that time it was more than a Sheva Pruta. I remember I went to 47th Street to buy Avna de Kochla, the same size, the same grade, the same shape, the same weight, blah, 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 and it was more than a Sheva Pruta. Amalos, Rav Chisda said to her, to the mother, Lavko Kiminachti Asis Lo Abasra, you don't have enough legal authority to go and asser this girl onto the second husband. Says the bottom Rashi, you're trying to be made, you're not a kosher aid. If there were two aidim, but a mother is disqualified, and she's not two aidim anyway. Therefore, continuing on to Yom Bei, and he says, and I'll bring you a raya to my hypothesis that you, the mother, are not believed. Don't you remember the famous story of Yehudas that was the Rebbetzin of Rav Chiya? The Havis Lot Tzar Leida. Yehudas and Rav Chiya were married. She got pregnant and she had a miserable, miserable pregnancy. It was so painful. You know why it was painful, says Rashi? Because she was giving birth to twins, to Yehudah and Cheskiah twins. And that being the case, she was carrying around not just 15 pounds or 20 pounds, she was carrying around 40 or 50 pounds of weight. She couldn't take it anymore. It got to the point that she said to Reb Chiya, you and I have to part ways. If we have to go through this experience again, forget about it. I'm not going to be able to survive. So Umra lay. So now she said, Yehudith, to her husband Reb Chiya, Umrli em, my mother told me at some point that Kibel Beich Avuch Kiddushi Kizutris. When you were still a ketana, your father was mekadesh you to somebody else. And we learned already a number of times as beating a satul ishazeh. He had that right. And therefore, I have no right to stay with you, Reb Chiya, because I'm already married to somebody else. And I got to get out of here. Now, there were no eidim that she was married to somebody else. It's just the hearsay of the mami, only Mami said I was previously married. It's Amalos, Reb Chiya said to Yehudas, Lav kol kamino de imech de asrich le ilavai. She doesn't have enough ne'emonus, because after all, she's only one, not two, and she's a lady and not a man, and therefore, sorry, you cannot go and trust her. Besides the fact that she's probably a korev, a kroiva, since she is the mother of the young lady, and the shviger of Reb Chiya. But bottom line is, she cannot ask you on me, and we're staying back. So what do I see from that case? Just like over there, the mommy was not believed in that case with the Bisud Reb Chiya. Here too, the mommy is not believed in this case with Rav Chisda, with the Avna de Kochla. And the Gemara says, Amri lei Rabbanu le Rav Chisda, Amai. We're going back to Rav Chisda and Masim with the Avna de Kochla, where the mommy said that a month ago or a year ago, it was worth more than a Sheva Pruta. So they're saying now to Rav Chisda, Amai. Ho ika sahadi bi idis. Don't you know that there are two Edim in the town of Idis? The Yadi, the Bahuyoima have a Beisheva Pruta. They know for a fact. Now, who are these two Edom and Idis? Says Rashi, they were here a moment ago. If you look at Rashi in the fourth line, Idis Sheimokon. Va'oisayoyim hoyu bekan v'holchulahem. It's a shame that we're not discussing this in the morning. In the morning, they were still here. I remember they were at davening. The two Edom got two aliyahs. One was a Kohen, one was a Yisrael. They both got aliyahs. And we were there in shul, everybody spoke to them, and they were there at the time of the chasana, and they could easily testify that this Avna de Kochla a week ago or a month ago was worth the Shava Pruta. And therefore, how do you go and dismiss this out of hand and say, nah, she's not married to the first husband, she can marry the second husband? And Frit Rav Chisda, Hashtamil loy lesnu kamon. If they are here, we'll hear what they have to say. If they're not here, we will not listen to them. You can only worry about Edom and witnesses and testimony when the people are here in the courtroom. The fact that they happen to be in Idis or somewhere else, that is of absolutely no consequence. And he says, I'll bring a raya, lafayda Reb Chanina. Don't you remember the famous story of Reb Chanina, the Yom Reb Chanina? Edeo bitzad eston v'teyoser. What was the story of Reb Chanina? The story of Reb Chanina reminds us of the story that we have from time to time throughout Shas, about Bansei Dishmul. The Bansei Dishmul, Rachman al-Islam, were taken into captivity, Nebuch by Goyim. If you look at the Rashi on the fourth line, Reb Chanina, B'Ksuvis, we have back in Ksuvis, Kabi Bansei Dishmul, the Ashtabion, they were captured, by Sinu Lebei Midrasha, to Reb Chanina, V'Kminu Lishvuyayu Avroi. The two daughters of Shmuel, that were Nebuch taken into captivity, were very, very bright, and they must have had some Talmudic and halachic knowledge based on the fact that they were daughters of Shmuel. So, they wanted to go and get a heter to eventually be able to marry anyone, including Kohanim. And we know that if a goy lived with them, even if it was against their will, unfortunately they would not be able to return and revert back or be able to marry a Kohen. They would have been nischalel, there would be a zoino or a chalola, and they would be out of the picture for all kihan. So what did they do? They come to the Bismedesh Reb Chanina, V'kminu lishvu'ayu avroi, and they told their captors, stay outside, I don't want you to come here into the Bismedesh. We'll see in a minute why. Okay, so now they go over to Reb Chanina, and they say to him, ha'omra, ha'omra, nishbeisu tohirani. One of the two daughters says, I was taken into captivity, but I'm tohar. And the other one said, same thing with me. They tirim the kahuna. And they were matter them for kahuna. Why were they matter for kahuna? Because of the famous rule, pesha asar, pesha hitter. Exactly. Pesha asar, pesha hitter. Since nobody else knows about it, these two girls are coming into Bismedesh Reb Chanina. They say, we solemnly swear that unfortunately we're nishbesi, but tarini, baruch Hashem, the goyim didn't touch us. And the other one said the same thing. Nobody is there to contradict it. These shvuyai are outside, these captors are outside, so they couldn't contradict it. Not sure whether we would have listened to them anyway, they're goyim, but point is, we don't have any evidence whatsoever otherwise, and therefore...
Didn't one of them convert, Isser? Wasn't one of them the famous Isser Agar?
You're talking about years later. First they had to go and be freed, and then the Isser did tshuva, and he became a ger, and then he went and married. Right. On the spot, they're still bad guys. They're still in the Isser stage, not in the Heter stage. Anyway, so what happens now? Utanan. And we learned in the Mishnah, Yesh Edom Shin Ishbiz, If they're Edom, then there's no Pesha Asar, because I've Edom that she is Asura, or at least that she was a Shvuya. And therefore, in Tanan, Yesh Edom Shadizmet. So now someone went and told Reb Chanina, getting back to the Gemara, someone said there happened to be Edom in Eston. Whereas Eston, Rashi says, that's in Ruach Tzafonis, somewhere in the north. In Shomron and Yehuda, we have some Edom that they know that there was a Maisa Shvuya. Says Reb Chanina, Mazel Tov. If they're here in the courtroom, we'll listen to them. If they're not here, I don't care if they're in Eston. I don't care if they happen to be in Alaska. You're not here in the courtroom, you don't count. Ah, so that's what Rav Chizda said. Even though people are saying that the two Edom that were here this morning and had Aliyahs and Bis Medrash, and now they're in Izzis, now in the afternoon, bring them here to the courtroom. If they're not here, they don't count, we don't listen to them. Just like in Georgia, if 11,000 people didn't vote, then they don't count. It's only if you vote, you count. And sometimes even if you vote, you also maybe they don't count. Anyway, let's not get into political controversy. Let's get back into the Gemara. So we see from all of this that the mother is not believed because she doesn't have a Teres Edus. And even if there are Edim somewhere else, if they're not here, we don't count their testimony. Okay, so this is what Rav Chizda said on the Amud Aleph. And Rav Chizda brought a raya from the case of Rav Chanina that if there are no Edim here, they don't count. They disagree. And they say, don't bring me a raya from Rab Chanina. Because Rab Chanina is talking about a case of Shvuya. And Mekilu B'Shvuya, Timinavlo Navsha Gabi Shavoi, Nekel Be'eshes Ish. Well, what are they saying? They're saying, Rav Chizda, you're bringing a raya that since Rab Chanina was Mekil, even though people said that there are Edim, that she was a Shvuya, we don't care. If they're not in the courtroom, they don't count. And therefore you say the same thing, but Avna de Kuchla, if the Edom left the Idis, they don't count. No. By the Shvuya, the reason why they don't count, we were Mekel. You know why we were Mekel? Because Jewish girls can be Menavla Nafsha Gabi Shavoy. They could make themselves unattractive to their captors. Instead of putting on makeup and cosmetics on their face, they'll go and put it on their feet, between their toes. The point is, they will try to go and make themselves as unattractive as possible. So as soon as the captors will want Chas V'Shalom to go and be ma'anis them, to live with them, they'll put on whatever to make themselves look so ugly that the captor will say, yuck, we took the wrong girls. These are not the girls that we should have taken. So therefore, there is at least a possibility, perhaps a significant possibility, that the Shaboyim did not live with them. Like the Gemara says in other places, just because miech b'dadeha, that doesn't mean necessarily that they actually lived. They played around. Lav davka, that they in fact violated them. So since by Shvuya we don't know, therefore we're mekel. But here we're talking about Eishes Ish. If in fact there are two Edom that can testify in Idis that this kochla, the Avna, is worth an Ishava Pruta, how do you say, that's gunish, she can live with the second husband. Live with the second husband. Second Eishes Ish, it'll be mamzeir. So therefore, Abaye Barava respectfully disagreed with Rav Chizda. So the Gemara tells us, Ishtor Me'ahim Mishpacha Besura. Apparently, this young lady stayed with the second husband, like Rav Chizda had paskint. And now years later, she had children, and Einiklach, and Ishtor Me'ahim Mishpacha Besura. There was some of that Mishpacha left residing in Surah, or Parsha Rabbanu Mina. And the Rabbanan would not allow their children to be mishadach with them because of the concerns that in Chas V'Shalom they might be mamzeir. It's not because of that original Shail of Shmuel that maybe this Avna de Kochla is worth a Shavaprut and Modai. Shmuel, we're not worried about it. Not, forget about that. That's not an issue. That's what Rav Chizda passed. Rav Chizda says, I reject Shmuel, I'm not worried about that. So why were they worried? They were worried like Abaye Barava, because Abaye Barava said, why are you being so makel? There are two Edom that are Idis, that they could go and testify that by Yoyin Mahu, that Kochla, the Avna, was worth more than a Shema Pruta. You brought me a Raya for Rab Chanina, that we don't worry about Edom somewhere else. That's by Shvuya Heikilo, but not by Eishes Ish. And that's why some Rabbanan did not allow their Mishpachas to go and marry into that mishpacha, that lady that married the second brother. Okay, so you want to write it. Just as a footnote, Rabbi Sai, he mentioned the Toisis before on the Amid Aleph, that the Toisis said that the reason why Rav Chisda could not be machmer like Shmuel is because she got married to the second brother. Right? That's what Toisis said at the time. If you go back to the Rashi on the Amid Aleph, two lines from the bottom, you have Yosef Rav Chisda v'koma ayin, two lines from the bottom, lefisha bo acher v'kidsha v'pruta. Notice next to the acher, there's a dalit, and the dalit tells us that there's another girsa, ochiv. So according to that other girsa, Rashi holds exactly like the Toisvis. That's why Rav Chisda could not say, let's go and give a ket mitzad sofik, because then she would not be able to stay with the second brother, because then the first brother would be grushas ochiv, and she would be prohibited to marry the second brother. So though Rashi says acher, but you see that other girsa, ochiv. Okay, back to the Gemara. Zuki Mariyat, we're about, almost halfway down. Hahu gavra di aktish bishutiso di asa bishuka. He was mekadish his wife, his kala, bishutisa. Shutisa, says Rashi, is a bad. As you know, when it comes sukkis, habolenu latoiva, we take three badim havadasim, three stems. This person was mekadish his isha with one bad, one stem of a hadas. The asa is hadas. Bishuka, and he did it in the middle of the street. Not in a fancy-schmancy wedding hall or in a hotel, but in the middle of the street. Sholcha Rav Acha Bar Huna Lekamid Rav Yosef. Ki haigav namai. What's the halacha? Sholcha Lei Nagde Kerav V'yitzrach Gita Kishmur. Number one, give the guy pech. Makis Mardis, like Rav. We'll see in a moment that Rav felt that certain practices, although halachically authorized and permissible, however, because they involved a certain amount of pritzus, don't do it, and therefore he gave makas to whoever didn't listen to these pronouncements. We'll see that in another moment. So the fact that he was mekadesh bishuka, that is a pritzus. You don't go and do such a sanctified act of being mekadesh isha in the middle of 42nd Street or in the middle of 91st Street. You do it in a wedding hall, you do it in a room, you do it in a house, but you don't do it out in the middle of the street. So therefore, you go and get Nagde, you get Makis, like Rav. It's Rachinta Kishmul, but you need to get to Lishmul because of, although you and I look at a Shutisa Da'asa and we say, that's not worth a Shavapruta, then maybe in Moda it's worth a Shavapruta. By the way, as a footnote, in certain communities, even today, like in certain Hasidic communities, there's a minhag on Friday night, before or after Kiddush, to go and take hadasim throughout the year. We're not talking about tzukis. Throughout the year, to take hadasim and make a bracha boirim minei psamim on it, on Shabbos. Maybe they make a boirim isbei psamim, maybe. Atzei psamim, I'm not sure. But they go and make a bracha psamim on the hadasim. And therefore, if you or I, which who don't have this minhag, if I was offered a hadas today on Erev Shabbos, I wouldn't give a penny for it. I said, no thank you, I don't need it. However, those that have this minhag, they would be willing to go and pay a quarter, 50 cents, a dollar for the hadas, because that's the mini to go and make the bracha. And in fact, in certain communities in where I daven in Muncie, they in fact, in the shul, the shamis, or the gaba, sells both flowers l'kovet Shabbos, and he also sells hadasim l'kovet Shabbos, and they cost a few dollars. So, depending on where you are, not only in Modai, it could even be in Muncie, or other places, where this Shutisa, the Asa, could have been worth more than a Shavapruta. Good. So therefore, says the Gemara, give Makis like Rav, and be Machayiv a get like Shmuel, because maybe it's worth more than a Shavapruta. Now, since we mentioned Rav, we're going to go and say a whole bunch of different practices that Rav was not happy with. The Rav Mangid. Mangid means he gave Makis Mardis. Al the Mekadosh Beshuka, anybody that gets married in the middle of the street. Val the Mekadosh Bebiya, even though we learned in our Mishnah, Isha Nix Kesem Bishtar Bebiya, don't make a Kedushin Bebiya. Val the Mekadosh Beloi Shiduchi. Beloi Shiduchi doesn't mean really Shatchonim or Shiduchim. What it means is that a boy meets a girl and then within 5 minutes he says, I hereby propose. You can't do that. You have to go and talk about it in advance, and you have to be discussions to just jump into it. Rav held, this marriage is probably not going to last more than 5 minutes anyway, and therefore he was mangid and merkadish. Continuing on, v'al de mevatel gitta. That's already a sugi that we had back in Maseches Gittin, that if you want to be mevatel, if a a husband sent a shliach with a get, and you want to be mavatalit, you either have to be mavatalit in front of the shliach, or be mavatalit in front of the wife. Do not take together three rabbanim and make a bezin and say, bezin, I'm hereby mevatel the get. And the Gemara said back in Masechta's Gittin for a very simple reason. Because what happens if the shliach doesn't hear and the wife doesn't hear about this bitul haget? He'll give her a get. She'll think that the get is wonderful. She'll get married and chas v'shalom, she'll be over an eishes ish and mamzerim and the whole business. So he said, if you're mevatel the get, I put you makas makas. The Aldamosa Maido Agita. Mesiras Maido is not only something that applies to a get, it applies to anything. What means to anything? Any time that a person wants to enter into a transaction, but he doesn't want to. It's under duress. It's under coercion. He doesn't want to do it. I don't want to sell this field. I don't want to sell this apartment. I don't want to sell this watch. They're pressuring me. They tell me that they're going to beat me up. So you're Moisa Maido in advance and say, Rabbi, say, I don't want to do it. I'm doing it against my will. If a person is moist in my door before I get, ay, 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 then 25 years later he'll say, this get was not valid, it was under duress. Therefore, if you're moist in my door, I get to give you a patch. This is referring to anybody that is a summons server on behalf of the Besdin. That summons server comes to someone and says, hey, the plaintiff is calling you, you have to appear in Besdin tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So what does the defendant do? He beats up the shliach and the rabbanon. If you beat him up, boom, we're going to give you a patch. If a bezin puts a person in chayrim, what he has to do as quickly as possible is atone for his sins to remove the chayrim. If he leaves the chayrim on himself for 30 days or more, you get makas makas. And finally, if you have an edim, a son-in-law who lives in the home of his mother-in-law, because we're afraid that the mother-in-law and the son-in-law may get too close, and chas v'shalom, it could be ba lidei aveir. So those are the slew of things that Rav gave makas makas. Frank Tigmar, from the last one, it sounds like the dayer in choleflai, only if the son-in-law lives by the mother-in-law. But if he's just passing by, in other words, he's walking down the street in front of her home, that's not a problem. There was a son-in-law that passed by the house. The bava means the bava is like a shar, bava kama ba metzia. The doorways, the bechamua of his father-in-law's house. And when Rav Sheshes heard about it, Rav Sheshes said, "Give him fetch. I didn't even step into the father-in-law's house. I was just walking down the street." Rav Sheshes said, "Give fetch. Why? Who made them have a daima chamase minei?" There was already a prior history of Meidim Daima. Meidim Daima means that people were already speaking about the mother-in-law and son-in-law. Even if nothing happened. What's the famous expression? With this smoke, there's fire. And so therefore, as soon as there's already rumors going around, Rav Sheshes said, you shouldn't even have gotten within 10 blocks. Well, not literally, but it means don't pass by the house. Even if you don't enter into the house, don't even pass by. Stay away. Right, Nerdoi Amri, in Nerdoi, that's where Shmuel lived, they said, "Bekulu loiman gid Rav." That long list that you gave before, it's not true. Rav did not give pech. Elal mekadesh v'bia b'loi shiduchi. Only in the case of a person who is mekadesh v'bia without shiduchim. So he did two things wrong. Number one, mekadesh v'bia. And number two, without a prior discussion with a prior shiduch. V'yikadi Amri afil b'shiduchi. Nami. Even if there was a prior shiduch, all the sides had agreed and they had already met a few times and everything was fine and dandy. Don't be Makadish Babia, Mishum Pritzusa, because it's a Pritzus. The Pritzus is, says about him, Toisvis, because as you always need by a Chasana, everybody knows you call up by a Chasana, and Mr. Smith and Mr. Jones are the two Edim, you're going to need the Edim over here too. Whether you have to have Edi Bia or only Edi Ichud, regardless, the fact that you have Edim for a beer, that in itself is a princess, no good. And that's why Rav Magid. Says Yimara, who gabed the Kodesh, but tifsa the asa. A person was Makadish, his wife, with a tifsa. Tifsa is a mat made out of hadassim, a myrtle mat. Omrulei, but let's be sure, that's worthless. What you did was nothing. Omrulehu, ha ha ha, teaches Ba'arba Zuzi the Ispa. Rashi says that there was four Zuzim for dinner. That was kruchin hayuba. That was in it. In other words, apparently when he handed over the mat, he held it over the mat when it was bundled up, like a bundle. In the middle of that bundle, open it up and you'll find that there are four zuzi there. When the Kala heard that, shaklasa v'ishtika. Rashi says, shaklasa doesn't mean she took it now. She already took it a few minutes ago when he was Makadisher with that tzipsa. But she held on to it v'ishtika and she didn't say a word. The question is she now mikudeshes or not? Amarava, havshi kusali acha matan mois. The matan mois means the handing over the tzipsa of the asa took place 5 minutes ago. And now she is silent. Shtika v'achamat mois, choshitikus v'achamat mois, lav klumi. That's worthless. If you have a shtika at the time of the husband gives the ring and he puts it on his kala, hariat mikudeshesli, she doesn't have to say, I do. She just has to be shtika finished. And therefore, shtika b'shas matan mois works. However, here we're talking about the shtika v'achamat mois, 5 minutes later. That's goodisht. What did she do at the time that the tzifsa was handed over? Apparently she was protesting, or she was wondering, what's going on? Malay, there's no Shavapruta over here. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Minoa Minola, how do I know there's a difference between Shtika, B'Shas Matan Mois, and Shtika, Li'achar Matan Mois? This sign we have a Braisa. Amala, a Chosin says to the Kala, Kinsi Sela Zep Pekodin, take this Sela for Pekodin. V'chosvi Amaloi, V'chosvi Amaloh, Hiskachi li boy. After he gave the sela, in other words, she was going to be the shomer or the shomeret on this sela. And after a minute, he says, "You know what? Don't be the shomeret. Take that sela for yourself." And hiskachi li be sela zu kedas moish li yisrael. What's the din? V'omla hiskachi li boy. If it's b'shas matan mois, in other words, it's still within. I don't know if it be mamish toich kedei dibur, but as she's writing out the receipt or whatever, he's handing over the pikodin of the sela, and he says, "You know what? I changed my mind. Forget about pikodin. His kachuli. If it's b'shas matan mois, the kudeshes, and it works. The acher matan mois, if it's ready after he gave the pikodin, he returns 2 minutes later and he says, "Hey, you know what? I thought about it. Forget about pikodin. His kachuli be a bay." Then rutsa mikudeshes. If she's maskim, she's mikudesh. Loi rutsa ain't mikudeshes. As we state in the brayso. Now Rava is explaining the raya to him. My rutsa, my loy rutsa. What does that mean in the safe of the brayso? The acher matan mois. If she's rutsa, it's good. Loy rutsa is nishkut. What does that mean? Ile rutsa the umra in. Rutsa means she said yes, I'm maskim. Loy rutsa the umra loy. I'm not maskim, which is pasuk pshat. Mechal the reish. Remember the reish said that if it's b'shas matan mois mikudeshes under all circumstances, which means both rutsa. And loy ratzisa. And if loy ratzisa means loy, ki amra loy, nami have a kiddushin? Are you going to say in the reisha, b'shas matan mois, she said, no, I'm not interested. You're telling me she's going to be mekudeshes? Am I? Look, I'm a loy. And lav, what does it mean, ratzisa, the amra in? She said, yes. Loy ratzisa, the ishtika mishaska, that she was quiet. Oh, that's what it says in the braisa, that if it was shaloy b'shas matan mois, it's a minute too later, 5 minutes later. And she says, yeah, I'm masking. Then it works. Ratsa, it's mikudeshes. However, if she's ishtika, she's quiet, worthless. Ain't a mikudeshes. Ushma minoshtika, the acher matan mois, v'loif klumhi. In the ratio, when it was b'shas matan mois, if she was quiet, ratsa, loy ratsa. As long as she didn't say no. If she said yes, or she was quiet, mikudeshes. If it's the acher matan mois, ratsa, mikudeshes. Loi ratzisa. What means loi ratzisa? She was quiet. Ain't a mikudeshes because shtika lachan matan mois doesn't work. And therefore, back to the case of the tzipsa of the asa. Now that she realizes there are four zuzim in the tzipsa of the asa, says Rava, she is still not mikudeshes. What we'd have to do is she'd have to hand back the tzipsa of the asa with the four zuzi to the chosin and let the chosin give it over again here at mikudeshesly, and then we'll all say mazel tov. Rabbi Sinechem will continue on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, not via Zoom, but via conference call. And Brother Shai sent out the conference call information already yesterday. Have a wonderful day, a good Shabbos, and be well called to. Mommy, I'm done.